This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Rick Haberlin, Remington Cloutier, Cass, Evie from HR, and Dead Dog 47. We have our solo patron, Cabot, and our Cyber Psycho patron, The Seven Sins. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your referee, Aaron. And joining me today are a bunch of people that just randomly walked into my house and said, let's do a podcast, starting with Daniel.
Sorry, I don't know how I got here. I'm Daniel. I play the solo known as Sharpshot.
I'm Ariel. I play the Nomad driver, Octane.
I'm Toasty, not Toasterella, you fucking imbecile. And I play Mono the Techie.
And we have a returning lovely guest with us here, our Cyber Psycho patron, Seven Blades.
Hey, I'm Seven. Actually, when I walked in here, I said, give me all your valuables, and then I found myself tied to a chair. Please help.
I guess there will be no help for you.
I guess I'm playing the solo Dagon Red.
I love it.
You mean cowboy.
The cowboy.
Cowboy.
Well, let's get started with a recap. So where we last left off, Dagon, you stumbled upon a lovely little message of some sort of contract for you, promising sweet, sweet revenge. And you jumped upon it, which wound you up with three unlikely, loose term here, heroes. After trying to figure out what the hell this mix-up was, and the unconscious child waking up after being hit in the head twice with data pad, two different data pads, mind you, you were given a debrief of your mission and what the heck is going on. From there, after a little bit of a squabble with said child, you all took off to take a hefty jump into your mission. So where we pick back up, you guys have parked down the street from the building in question, One Saragan Electronics, and you're waiting for the last executive to jump in his car and leave. You've been sitting here for about an hour. It's about 11 o'clock at night now. No signs of leaving. So I guess it's time for you guys to start your heist. So I'll leave it to you.
Hey, Mono.
What's up, sister?
Did you pay attention to what the kid that's not a kid was saying? Because I didn't.
We go in air vents and go to a center room and get a chip.
Cool.
And don't get caught.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds fun. Hey, Sharpshot.
Huh?
I forgot to give this to you. So I'm going to get a box that's underneath my seat and give it to Sharpshot.
So I'll open this box.
What's the box look like? I need to know before you say what's in it.
A clothes, like it looks like a, you know, clothing box.
Okay.
Is this the suit you had custom made?
Yeah, this is the Santa suit.
So you open it up, and in fact, inside is a reworked Santa suit.
Yeah, because it's more business suit.
Yeah.
Like, because I still have my beard, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. So I have longer hair, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my hair back in like a ponytail, and I'm going to put the Santa beard on and this suit. Because you know what they say, nobody will suspect Santa.
Who says so that? I've never heard anyone say that ever.
Someone has said it because I've heard it.
I don't believe you. I think you made it up just now.
I would never do such a thing. Voice in the sky is not supposed to be judgmental.
That's not a part of the rule book.
Look, I'm not here to judge your wacko religion either, but... Wacko religion.
So yeah, I'm gonna change right out here by the car into the Santa suit.
So you're stripping buck naked in front of
I have
everyone.
Undergarments.
I have underwear on. So yeah, he strips down to his skivvies and puts a Santa Claus outfit on.
I probably had the beard on first, so that way it just looked like...
So he looks like a slender, well-dressed Santa.
I'm changing that a little bit. No, you're right right now. You're correct right now.
In a business suit that is red. Mm-hmm.
So I figure there's a way to pop our trunk, right?
There's a button in the inside.
I was waiting for you to make some type of joke, but like, not right now.
She's not into butt stuff.
But yeah, so I will pop the vehicle's trunk. And then I'm going to see if she has like a blanket or something in there or a pillow or.
I'd have a blanket in there. Yeah.
So I'm going to like, I'm assuming it's an old looking blanket. So if I need to, I'm going to tear some of it and stuff my stomach area with it a little bit.
So now you see a endowed Santa Claus in a fully functioning business suit.
Well endowed has an entirely different connotation, bro. Yeah.
Well, this would be like,
as far as plans,
Santa has filled out.
Yes, this will work.
Santa has filled out. Fine, he's got a fat belly now.
It's better if you don't question it. Honestly,
yeah, I won't.
You know what? I'm gonna search for my duffel. Oh wait. I think I still have some of that. Yeah. I think I've got some garland still.
So, what are you guys doing besides getting dressed up like Santa?
Hey, I'm the only one getting dressed like Santa.
Yeah, I'm not.
As soon as he gets done getting dressed, I'll head to where I need to go, like air vent wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, find a roof access.
I probably have one. I do.
Okay. So you're all heading to your respective air vents. Mm-hmm. Each of you needs to roll me when you get there, because the vents are sealed. You can either roll me a body or security tech check. Your choice.
Be a body.
All right. So, Danny, you got
19.
Octane?
18.
Mono?
24.
Damn. And that leaves Dagan.
22.
Both you and Dagan rip these vent covers just completely out, like strip the bolts out completely. Whereas Octane and Mono strategically and safely remove each one of the bolts and then place the vent to this cover to the side.
I do have a tool hand, so it is very easy.
So you're saying they're wasting time?
Yeah.
In our case, if it was anyone else, sure. But Octane and Mono are very adept at, like, I mean, that's just part of fucking auto mechanics. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Right, so now that you have the vents opened, I need all of you to roll me a perception.
17.
21.
21. Okay. 10. So, God damn it, Mono.
You heard the vent.
I have a perception of 7 total.
So, as you stop and listen, those of you who got over 18 will hear nothing, but you will see a red blinking light in the vents right at the entrance.
How big is that AOEM thing?
15 foot.
So we see a little red blinking light.
Mm-hmm.
What's it attached to? Can we tell? Like, can I, my eye see any better on that?
Yeah, using your eye, you can tell that it's attached to what looks like a pen camera.
So I'm under the assumption there's a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? It's attached to the top of it, like inside.
It's like on the top in like the corner. Yeah.
So I want to try and get in the vent and then, like, I assume I can go underneath it where it's facing.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to also grab the vent and try and just set it back in spot. I know I tore it out, but like, you know what I mean?
You can place it back.
So yeah, if somebody's not paying attention, if it is a camera, maybe they won't notice that the vent's missing.
Okay.
I would have put the vent back, you know.
Regardless.
Yeah.
So Mono, you don't get to see shit either. You just going for it.
I mean, the real question is, I didn't see shit. But if I knew to look for security measures because we're doing a heist, would I be able to find it?
No, that's what your perception check was for. I
thought that was gave just a you passive guys that, thing.
No, oh, no, okay. I gave you that because you guys would be actively looking for security measures because I know you're not idiots.
I drive through a chain link fence.
You did drive through a chain link fence.
That's true.
That brings us to Dagan. What did you want to do?
Well, I'll have my face scrambler active since coming here. Mm-hmm. Also, I forgot what my smart armor does.
Basically, it acts like normal armor, but it repairs itself.
Okay. Well, I will check out the red blinking light.
So you'll see the same thing. It's a pen-sized camera.
Well, you're not a problem. Are the others within 15 feet of me, or are the vents spread out quite far?
They're spread out quite far. I will say where everyone is heading, Octane's is probably the only one that's going to be within your measure to scramble.
All right. Well, I guess I will. I don't have to do any techy things, so I guess I'll just bypass it. Going by.
Okay. All right. So that brings us to how you guys want to transgress the vents. The vents will go straight off, and then they look like they take a drastic 45-degree angle downwards. For you, however, since you're headed to basement level, yours does a drastic 90-degree drop. And Seven Blades, yours will do a 45-degree angle up. How do you guys want to transgress these?
vents are metal, right?
They are, yes.
So what I'm thinking going down the vent is, where's the 4 feet? Is the 4 feet, like, if I'm looking at the vent front to back and then 5 feet wide?
So it's 4 foot from top to bottom and it's 5 foot wide.
Well, when it drops. So if I look down, like if I find the drop,
mm-hmm.
right, because I found the drop, can I tell, like, looking at it, is one side of it's 4 feet, right?
Yeah.
So would I be able to, because I should be tall enough, I think what I want to try and do is angle myself where, like, my back is against one side, and then turn my magnetic boots on, and then, like, flip-flop turning them off so I can move down slowly, using my back to take me down slow.
Nice. I was hoping you would. Okay, yep.
That's my plan.
Okay, so we'll do that.
And I'll try and do it quietly. That's why I'm like, I'll just like...
Psh. Well, then I want you, if you're going to do it quietly, roll me a stealth.
It's been a while. Oh, yeah. I already maxed it out. Oh, I didn't do it again. It's 33.
Okay. So, you're headed down with magnetic boots. So that brings us to you three. Who wants to go next? Uh-oh, what?
I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, what do you got, Octane?
I'm going to pull out a bottle of alcohol in one of my pockets.
Okay.
You said mine's 45 degree, right?
Angled down, yep.
All right, so I'm going to pour
okay.
some alcohol to... I'm sliding down this fucker.
You gonna try it stealthily or you just going for it?
I'm just going for it. Like, her body is like 3, so like she doesn't weigh that much. So just whoosh.
All right, let's see what we got. So as you're sliding down, you begin to pick up a lot of speed and you see the grate. You're heading rapidly towards it. Are you going to slow yourself in any way?
Okay, I'm going to stick my arms out. Try to slow myself.
Okay. So, you're not wearing gloves, are you? Oh, no, but you have metal hands now.
Both of my hands are metal, so.
So, yeah, you just start grinding on it, and you manage to stop yourself. There's literally no effort to you. It's just, you can hear the pistons whirring in your arms, and it just kind of just stops. You do leave sizable dents in the vents, though. Meh. So, Octane is done. Sharpshot's done. That leaves us with Mono and Dagon. How do you want to proceed, you two?
You said my vent goes up.
Up 45, yep.
Well, my linear frame helps me with climbing, and this is something I do, so I guess I'll just climb it.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a athletics check, then.
19.
All right, yeah, you climb it with no problems at all. So you get up to the top, and there, about 3 feet forward, is the air vent leading down into the office space. So with that, we'll go straight over to Mono. Your turn, 45 degree down.
Already done, set it. Just turn it on his skate feet, and we're just gliding down them.
So you're going to turn skate feet on. Are you trying to do this stealthily at all?
Nah.
All right.
Nah.
Okay. So you just skate on down and you have the same result. Your grate is right at the end of your 45 degree slope.
Cool. I'll shut off my skate feet and just use the regular cyber legs to slow my descent.
Okay. So you slow down with little to no effort as well. So each one of you are currently positioned at your grates. What would you like to do?
I'm going to look through it.
So as you look through it, you see a flashlight come into the room. And it shines up towards the grate.
I'm going to pull my head back so they don't see me.
Okay. So the flashlight kind of shines up around the grate area for a few moments. And then you hear the light click off. And then a door shut.
So is the room like black, like pitch black?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my teleoptics I know it's not like an freaking infrared or anything, but to see if I can see better in this room, to see if the person actually left. Somebody could have just opened and shut
the door. So does your teleoptics offer you night vision?
I think it's just
it zooms, so.
Okay. So you won't be able to see much of anything in this room at all. Because it's still pitch black in here, no windows.
Okay, I'm going to try to focus my hearing to see if I hear any noise.
Okay, roll me a perception then.
22.
You don't hear anything.
I'll wait a little bit. Okay. And then when I'm like really sure that nobody's in there, I'll go down.
Okay. That brings us to Mono. Mono, what would you like to do at your 45 degree grate? Yours is also pitch black.
I would also like to peer through the grate.
So you really can't see anything down here either.
No one goes into the room?
No, you don't hear or see anything in that room.
Cool, cool. Oddly enough, pop a glow stick.
Yeah, pop a glow stick.
One of those, like, I don't know, like the caving like ones, like the pretty bright ones, but yeah. And just kind of like drop it through the vent.
Okay, yeah. You pop a glow stick, drop it down. You can actually see the room pretty well now. You see a lot of weapons, looks like cases, lying around. They're stacked neatly. You can tell it's a weapon depository. You look around the room, kind of move your head up and down the vent, and you do see that there is a security lock, card swipe kind of lock on the door leading out of this room. And you do see about four or five what looks like locked closets in this room, along with about 15 different cases.
All right. Is the vent, like, can I remove the vent cover fairly easily?
Oh yeah, it just kind of, you can, as you put a little bit of pressure on it, you can feel it's giving way, like it wants to pop inward, and there's hinges right where you're sitting.
Oh, okay. I like back up and give it a swift kick.
Okay, so you give it a swift kick, that thing kind of kicks open and it makes a little bit of a creaking noise. Nothing. Okay. You drop down?
I take a moment and I drop down.
Okay. So you've dropped down into the room. So in this room, now that you've got a good clear view of everything, you can see a door, has no window, but does have the card swipe lock that we talked about. You do find the closets, the weapon kind of cases lying around. There's also a couple workbenches that look like they're working on active, you know, firearms. They're disassembled. They're obviously no good to you, but it does look like they're actively developing different types of firearms using different types of security or electronics. Looks a lot like smart guns are being developed here. In addition to that, however, you do see that there is some sort of lab coat hung up in the corner. And that's where we're going to leave you to sit.
Yeah.
So that brings us over to Sharpshot.
All right. So I get to the 90 degree vent.
Yep.
So I'm going to look and see if there's anything through the vent that I can see.
Down here, actually, there is a light on.
Oh, nice.
And what you can see below you is there are a lot of large shapes, mostly box-shaped sort of objects lining the walls here with tarps over them.
So light almost seem like it would be like a floodlight down here, or is it more like the...
It's like more of like a ceiling lights.
Fluorescent that are on, lights.
Yeah, fluorescent.
And then how is my vent open, or can I tell?
Your vent opens downwards as well.
But can I open it from the inside? Like, yeah, is there a way to open it from the... Like, how does... Is it just like Toasties? It's hinged?
It's hinged, yeah. All the vents are hinged. You can just push down and it should open.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and grab like the... I assume it's the fins or whatever it is, that like the grating of it, and try and do that while I push down, so that way it doesn't just like swing freely.
Open, and
I can try and let it...
So what I will say is you also notice that you're about 20 foot up.
That doesn't matter to me. I'm fully healed.
Oh, God. Okay.
Fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it, we ball. All right, so you're going to open your grate up.
Yep, and then I'm going to, like, try and peer into this, like, look better and just look around kind of a little bit.
So what you're seeing down here is there is a door, and then there's a stairwell that leads up to, like, this kind of, like, overhang area with more storage space up over it. But there's, as far as the eye can see down here, it's about, I'd say about 50 by 100 foot room. It's a decent sized room, not terribly decent, but actually I would go a little further. It's probably about, 500 by 100. And there's a few smaller boxes. There's one large box, and then there's this large oblong weird shape. They're all covered in tarps. And then you have the, you know, rafters. It's kind of got its own staircase leading up, and it's got its own little boxes and stuff up there. It just looks like a storage room. There, however, is, when you look to the left, there is a large bay door here. Looks like it leads out to some sort of parking structure.
Since I have that cyber eyes, and the place, it's lit, but not necessarily super lit, am I able to see? Because that lets me, at max, lets me see up to 3 miles. I know this room isn't that big.
It also lets you see up a night vision.
Oh, yeah. So I guess I'll activate that and see. Well, I don't want to look directly at lights, though. Like, ooh, anything that's dark area.
So the lights are kind of screwing with your night vision down here. So the night vision is completely useless down here.
Okay. That won't turn on.
Yeah.
But I just want to use it to see if I can see. Do I see any movement?
Like, you don't see any movement down here, no.
Okay. So I'm going to try and stealthily superhero land.
Okay, so you're going to, I'm assuming you're going to strategically do this. So you'll probably grab the grate and lower yourself down.
Can it hold me, though?
Yeah, it's steel.
Well, I mean,
these things are like, I'm sorry, but you weigh how much in the vent held you? So the grate's probably going to hold you, too.
All right, yeah. And then I'll try and stealthily land.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth land.
Oh, crit again. Yes, two of them. So that is a 37.
So you managed to land and cat-like grace.
Superhero land.
Soundless. So you're in now. We'll get back to you. So that leaves us with Dagon. What would you like to do?
First, I'm going to peer through that vent.
Unlike everybody else's grate, your grate has a slight bit of, like, a faint light peering from the right side, the bottom right side of your grate. So it's almost like there's, like, a single light on in that direction.
All right, I'll see if I can make out any shapes around that light.
So you kind of move around a little bit in the vent, and you manage to peer a little bit in the area. It looks to be, from your direction, it looks to be an office, but you don't see any movement.
All right, I'm going to slowly, all right, I'm going to check the grate first to see if it's loose or out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to push it softly until it comes loose and crawl out.
Okay, so roll me a stealth.
23.
Okay, so you too land with a cat-like grace and soundless performance. And what you see around you is, since there's a slight bit of light, you can make out what's, like, what's in your immediate, like, area kind of thing. It seems to be a lot of cubicles. And to your left of you, you can see that there is a bunch of offices with glass windows. They're kind of like boxing themselves in kind of deal. But they, each one of them has a window to the outside. The light that you're seeing is coming from an office that looks recently vacated.
Like the stuff's been removed, or someone just kind of left in a hurry?
Somebody kind of left in a hurry.
I guess I'll scope out that office.
Okay, roll me a perception.
16.
So with a 16, you make out on some of the documents on the letterhead, it says, to Hiro Nagataki from D-Vega. And the rest of the message is completely coded. Some sort of, like, complex code. You don't have the key, so you won't be able to decode it yourself.
All right, well, then I'll slide it in my coat and take it with me.
Okay.
Is there a door?
Yeah, you've got a door. So basically, if you go past the cubicles, you can see there's a door at the end of this hall.
I'll go up the door and listen.
Okay. So roll me a perception again.
19.
Okay. You don't hear anything as of yet.
All right, I'll wait there for a little bit.
Okay, so let's go back to Octane. Octane, you're in this room. You ready? What you got for me? You're in a room. Oh, no, you haven't even gotten in the room yet. Mm-hmm. You waited. So you waited for a little while. It's been about 5 minutes. You haven't heard anything. You're pretty sure the coast is clear.
Okay. I'll pop open the vent.
Okay. So you pop open the vent, and you've got a good look now. You can scope around. It is pharmaceutical heaven up in this bitch. You look around. There's about 16 different kind of tables full of pharmaceutical drugs.
Anything catch my eye?
Roll me a perception.
19.
So with a 19, you do happen to see that there is a desk in the corner that's kind of looking like it's on its own lonesome.
Make my way over there.
Okay, so you make your way over there. Nothing peculiar about it at first glance. Would you like to roll me another perception?
23.
So nothing other than a vial on the shelf catches your eye, and the vial just has the letters CPR on it. It's a blue liquid.
Yeah, that's going in my pocket.
Okay.
And then I will head towards the door.
Okay. So as you're turning to look away, something else does catch your eye on the desk. And it is what looks like a metal case. At first glance, it looks like kind of like an ID swipe card. You look at it again, it is a case that opens.
Gonna open it.
So as you open it, inside is a tiny data shard. And it's simply labeled CPR.
Yep, that's going in my pocket. In the case.
Okay. So what do you want to do now?
Go towards the door.
Okay. So you go towards the door. This door, too, has a card lock on it.
I'm going to go look around for a card.
All right. Roll me another perception.
22.
You do find a white coat with a ID badge on it. ID badge says blue clearance.
Well, I hope this works. And open it.
Okay. So the ID badge does open the door.
I'm going to kind of peer around.
So as you peer around, poke your head out, you see there is a long hallway that leads to your right, which you can assume leads to the central room where you're all supposed to meet.
I'm going to go back and grab the white coat. I'm going to put it on.
Okay.
And then I'm going to head out.
Okay. So that is that one done. So that brings us to Mono.
I too saw a lab coat.
Okay.
I would like to check the lab coat.
Okay, roll me a perception.
11.
So you do search the lab coat. You do find an ID card labeled blues. It's blue clearance. In passing, you kind of glance past some of the tables where things are being worked on. You're a techie.
Okay.
Give me a weapons tech.
I'm very good at weapons. I'm just going to put 2 luck into it for fun. 32.
So you do recognize this tech as a time bomb.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to look at it. I'm assuming that it's still being worked on, so therefore it's not complete.
Yeah, it is not an assembled bomb.
But it's mostly assembled?
mostly assembled and all the components are sitting there on the desk for you.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to put that into a nice little pile. Then I'm going to grab it and I'm going to put it up into the vent.
Okay.
Where I was, because I'm supposed to leave via the vent, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to just put it up there and stash it there for now. And anything else catch my fancy?
Nothing else looks really your forte here. Everything else just kind of looks like basic bitch weapons. It's smart guns they're developing here, but nothing's really put together enough for you to kind of obscop off with and develop yourself.
In these closets, I'm assuming, what does it tell me the clearance level on the closets?
Clearance level black.
And this is a blue card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna keep that in mind. I'm going to shut the vent for now.
Okay.
And I'm assuming I can reach this because I'm outrageously tall.
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I'm pretending like I can just reach up and just put stuff in there easily. Just want to make sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Is the clearance on the door blue?
The clearance on the door is unknown.
Unknown. Cool. I'm fully aware of the fact that regardless of if I put on this lab coat or not, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb because I'm mono. I don't look like I work at a corporate building. I'm about as far as you can get. So I'm just going to swipe this card and see if it opens the door.
It gives you a non-confirm noise. Access denied.
Okay, cool. There's nothing else in this room besides the tables with the stuff and the closets.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I want to see if I can bypass this door. I know I've jury-rigged the card to do a one-swipe situation before. Could I possibly do it again?
I will let you do that. Give me a roll. We're going to move on to the next person because that's going to take you a minute.
Okay.
So while Mono is trying to figure out how to get past the security door, that brings us to Sharp Shot. What do you got?
I got a large room.
You got a large room. Now there's a door leading out. There's a door that looks like a bay door that looks like it leads to a garage.
I do want to go to the one tarped area where you said there was something that was like oblong.
Okay.
I do want to see, how hard is it for me to look under the tarp?
Not very hard at all.
All right, I'll look under the tarp and shine my flashlight on it.
So, as you flip the tarp to look under, you see some very nice looking headlights.
It doesn't matter to me.
As you kind of look up and down, you start to realize that this is a really sharp car. But you don't know anything about cars, do you?
No, I don't use sharp in my name.
This doesn't look like anything you've seen on the street.
Agents take pictures, right?
Yeah.
Click. I'll take a picture.
Okay.
I'm going to lower it over.
So you kind of like hold the tarp up so you can take a good picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't take a selfie. I'll just take a picture of the car. And then I'll cover it back up because...
Well, while you're covering up, roll me a perception.
30.
Once you know it. So as you're putting the tarp over, something... A glint catches your eye. And you kind of peer under the car. And there is one broke down sniper rifle with case.
Guess I'm going to take this case with me.
Okay, so you've got the sniper rifle and case?
Yeah, like I'll look inside of it, make sure. Because if it's a case, you know, I'm assuming there's something inside, I'll look.
So you pull out and you look at this sniper rifle and you know your guns pretty well.
At least long arms. Usually.
This is a smart rifle.
Better not be smarter than me.
It's a smart rifle with some sort of what looks like ballistic knife attachment.
No bipod.
It has bipod and everything. It's a professional. It's a professional grade sniper rifle. It looks like it's been set up here to be utilized.
It's for me to have.
You've got five well-crafted, high-grade, explosive, small explosive sniper rounds here in the case with it.
Nobody would just be setting us up or anything, but I'm going to take it with me anyways.
Okay.
And then I'm going to head, I'm going to ignore the bay door, and I'm going to head towards the other door that I see.
Okay. So
quietly.
So you head to the other door, you open it up, it's no issue. And you see a flight of stairs, and you hear what sounds like somebody walking. You can see the door right up at the top of the stairwell. It's a two-flight set of stairs, and you can hear somebody walking from the left side.
Does it sound like they're going up further up the stairs, or?
It sounds like they're going down. It sounds like a hall on the other side of this door. Because this doorway, it's just a doorway. There's no actual door at the top of these stairs. It's just a doorway. So you can hear what sounds like kind of fast walking, but not terribly fast. It's abnormal walking, we'll say. Somebody who almost shouldn't be here is what it sounds like to you.
I think I'm going to try and stealthily go up the stairs.
Okay.
Towards this.
Roll me a stealth. Octane, roll me a perception.
26.
17.
So Octane, you don't hear shit.
Good thing she likes her neck broken.
Wow.
By the way.
So you get to the top of these stairs. You're going to peer around the corner?
Yeah.
So as you peer around the corner, it's still kind of dark down this hall. You can't really see anything, but you can make out a figure moving towards you fast.
Then I'm going to duck out of the way to see if I can, like, wait for this figure to pass by. Because I'm going upstairs, right? And you said this hallway's right here. So I want to be, like, just enough out of sight that I can potentially see the person if they go by. If they come down the stairs, I guess we won't have an issue. But
okay. Well, they move right into the doorway. Not coming in, but they move past the doorway. And now they are fully past the doorway, going down the hall.
Oh, did I see who it was?
No, it's too dark.
Oh, well, almost stealth after him.
I mean, unless you're going to turn your night vision on.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could do that.
Yeah, this is your last reminder.
I don't care.
So, you're going to turn your night vision on?
Yeah.
It's Octane.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stealth after her.
Roll me a stealth, Octane. Roll me a perception.
24.
20.
Okay, so you two are stalking each other. So that brings me over to Dagan.
After waiting here for a little bit, did I hear anything outside the door?
Nothing.
All right, I'm going to check the door to see if it's open.
It is open. But I need you to roll me a perception.
Okay. 23.
There's a tripwire attached to the top end of this door.
I'm guessing I can't open the door enough to slide through.
Definitely not. You got about maybe half a foot of clearance.
Do I see the arming mechanism?
You do. It's on the other side of the door.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is the only way out.
Yep, and you also see the explosives facing right towards the face of the person opening the door.
So I'll get up and walk through the wall. No.
So I'm going to get up and glitch the fuck through this wall.
All right. Can I possibly disarm it from this angle?
Sure. Go ahead and roll me weapons tech.
15. Oh, wait, I can add luck.
Yeah.
I'll boost it up to a 19.
The 19. Okay, so you managed to pass by the skin of your teeth. You're starting to cut the wire and you're shaking for a moment and you kind of pull the wire taut and then you take a deep breath, you come back and you go, and you just quickly snip it. Trap disengaged.
Oh, okay. Well, guess I'll quietly open the door now.
Okay, so you open the door and you see a set of stairs leading down. Now you'll hear a set of footsteps kind of rapidly approaching the base of these stairs.
The base of the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm at the top of the building, are the stairs going up above me still?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll stealth down them and see what's what.
Okay, roll me a stealth.
20.
20. Okay. So you stealth down. Octane and Sharpshot, I need you both to roll me perceptions.
17.
21.
Oh. So, Sharpshot, you do happen to hear somebody behind you stealthing down a set of stairs in the hall. And as you look, you see it's Dagon.
So I'm just going to cross my arms and wait for him. Like, I'll let her keep going and I'll just, like, kind of like I'm disappointed, like, cross my arms, like.
Okay. So now I need Octane to roll me one more perception as you're approaching a hall of doors.
22.
Mana, are you doing this stealthily?
I'm working on a card to get the door. I guess so, yeah.
Okay, roll me a stealth.
29.
Fuck. Everybody's stealthier than what you can hear, Octane.
I probably wouldn't have been if I didn't roll a crit.
So, Octane, you're just walking down the halls carefully. You know, you're looking around, trying to find the central room. You're just following the hallways. You're looking at doors. One says, the one you pass does happen to say, weapons testing room.
I'm just going to think in my head. That'll be fun to check out later. Just thinking it in my head. Just keep going.
You two, Dagon and Sharpshot, you guys can roll me a perception as well since you're passing the door now.
15, actually, real low.
26.
26. Oh, they almost heard you.
But they did.
So, Dagon, are you going to just keep sneaking up behind Octane, or are you going to let her know you're there? I don't care which. I just need to know.
It's mighty impolite to sneak up on a lady. So, yeah, I'll let her know I'm there.
How are you going to let her know?
Howdy.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. So you hear this voice from behind says, hey, no, you.
I don't know. I tap lightly.
I started shooting.
With my knuckle, I tap lightly on my armor.
So you hear a tink, tink from behind.
Yeah, I'm pulling my gun and like turning around. But do I see him?
You see a shape.
So I'm going to shoot.
God. Oh, no.
He didn't say anything, and I don't recognize his shape because I just met this guy.
No, that's kind of actually what I wanted.
26 to hit.
26 to hit. Okay, so this is close range.
27.
What is this, pistol, assault rifle? What are you shooting?
Assault rifle.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, you're within that's 0 to 6.
Yeah, that's a fucking hit. Yeah, you got 10 more than you needed. Go ahead and roll damage. Jesus, 5d6. Try to evade if you can.
27.
Tie goes to defender. So, just dodged your shots. See this figure. So you go, bah! And this figure just kind of drops out of the way, dodging the bullet narrowly. However, sharp shot, you need to make a roll too. Because
no.
You were stealthing behind both of them.
Yeah, she's gonna hit me if it's the same. If it's the same roll, because I only got 21.
Yep, 5d6.
But I rolled 2 sixes.
Oh, no!
God damn it! It takes an extra 5 damage, and I need you to roll me 2d6.
So that's 26 damage.
So that's
is that including the extra 5?
Yep. Okay. 7.
You have a foreign object lodged in your pelvis.
Yeah, I think it's called a bullet.
Yeah, it's what it's called.
It's a bullet.
That would be correct.
So, basically, at the end of every turn, when you move further than 4 meters or yards on foot, you re-suffer this critical injury bonus damage directly to your hit points. However, down
with
the hall,
more urgency now because a bullet was fired.
You do hear the bullet. Go ahead and tell me what you rolled for that security.
24.
Beep, beep. Door opens and yeah.
Okay. I would like to. Do I have like. This is a bunch of random bullshit, right? I would like to prop something in the door to keep it open.
Yeah. So you grab a fire extinguisher and prop the door open with. But sure. Octane, you fired this shot. One figure dodged it. You see that there's another figure all of a sudden behind it, and you drop that other figure.
Well, hold on, free action to talk, right?
Free action to talk.
Whoa, hold on now. It's Dagon. And sharp shot. I'll look back. Oh, shit.
Crack another glow stick and just hold it up, and I'm like, oh shit.
Well, why the fuck didn't you say so to begin with? All I heard was like tink 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 and somebody was behind me. Fuck.
Well, we're being stealthy here, and if someone was an enemy, you'd think they would have gave you a light noise.
I've met some really stupid people in my life, so I'm going to go check on Sharpshot.
Yeah, he's dropped to a knee at this point. Not moving anywhere.
Yeah, I'll move over with her.
First aid.
Is there a help action in this?
Well, I can stop the bleeding.
First aid.
First aid. It's still.
Is there a help action in this? Like there is in D&D, or is it more of a...
Yeah, you can assist.
Because I do have some training in first aid. Not a lot.
You can assist. It would offer an extra dice roll.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Extra dice roll or like... Or...
Oh, no, sorry. It offers a bonus.
Plus one, yeah. Plus one.
Plus one bonus, yeah.
Oh, so much difference. I rolled two. So plus one, that'd be 21 from first aid.
So, yeah, you managed to study the wound and you will no longer resuffer that critical injury. It does help. DV 13. Awesome. Yep.
Sorry about that, Sharpshot.
You shot me.
Well, I guess I take some of that blame.
This is my walking hip.
This is your walking.
Can I just point out the fact that you shot, and so the stealth part is over. Somebody's probably going to be coming.
Yeah, well. I'm apparently trigger happy, so let him come.
Yeah, and you shot me for one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm going to keep telling you.
Well, let's prepare for that, you know.
To be fair, I guess I did startle her.
So
yeah, this probably is your fault.
At the end of the halls, you all hear shutters, metal shutters begin to open. And a gunshot from the hallway behind all of you. So that is Mono. Mono's in the back of the group.
Oh, cool. All
Mono,
right.
Mono getting shot from behind.
Can I respond?
You have a reflex of 8.
I do.
So you can take a dodge action, but it is going to be, you're going to take a -4 penalty to it. Simply because you were not expecting it.
But I'm so fast.
But I'm so fucking fast.
I got a Karenzikov. I'm always ready. Never mind. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
You hit. Goddamn liar. Did you get it? Oh, did you fumble?
Yeah, I fumbled. Yeah, you hit.
So that is 14 points of damage to you
from behind. Oh, that's not bad at all. Well, it's 4 points of damage.
So down the hall at the smoking gun, not the moonlight pouring through, stands a well-dressed Asian man with some sort of metallic shining arm, holding a heavy pistol. Slick black dark hair. And Dagon, you recognize this as Hero.
Oh.
And that's where we're going to end this episode. So thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jimbas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter at Cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.